Wow, dinner looks amazing, honey.
Oh, thank you, dear. So, Rebecca, are you excited? You start college this fall.
Thanks, Mom. At least I'm doing something with my life, unlike you, Daryl.
Fuck you, Rebecca.
Language.
It's not my fault she's a fucking cunt. She's only going to college so she could keep riding Philip's dick anyways.
Wait a second, what?
Fuck you, Daryl. At least I'm doing something, okay? And I'm not just planning to work at fucking Six Flags for the rest of my sad existence. I mean, have you ever even kissed a girl before, you fucking mouth breather?
That's none of your fucking business, Rebecca. You don't even know me.
Oh my God, you're a fucking faggot, aren't you? Oh my God, Dad, Daryl's a queer.
Oh, now both of you calm down. Daryl isn't one of those gays. Right, son?
No, God, I'm not gay.
Oh, well, that's great, sweetheart. We always knew you weren't one of those queermosexuals. So, have any ladies tickled your fancy lately?
Lady? Not exactly. Oh, fuck, you're so big, aren't you? You fucking love it when I ride you, don't you? Oh, yeah, you're the king of coasters, King Dakar. Oh, make me your queen, daddy. Yeah, I'm gonna launch you so hard. Oh, fuck yeah, you're so powerful. Nah, baby, Top Thrill Dragster ain't got nothing on you. Aw, nah, baby, me and El Toro are totally just friends. El Toro's a shit coaster anyways. Nah, baby, it's just me and you. In a perfect world, you'd be all mine, daddy, but I know that I can't satisfy your needs. It's okay, baby, I like watching people ride your giant vibrating tower. You know, we've been doing this for a while now, and I know you're not really into it, but, like, maybe I could roll back in your station? Just once? I've seen you let other people do it, so, like, why not me? I thought you loved me, babe. I'll be gentle, I promise. Nah, it's fine, daddy, I understand. Aw, come here, baby. Things are quiet in the park. Let me make you feel good. I know you like it when I lick up and down your filthy, dirty seats. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, you like that? Oh, yeah.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl! Daryl!
What? Oh, shit.
Get your hands out of your pants, young man. What are you doing? We are at the dinner table.
You're such a fucking freak.
Shut up, Rebecca.
Daryl, are you okay, son?
Yeah, I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. You know what? No, I'm not fine, okay? There's something I need to tell you guys.
Called it fucking queerbait.
Shut up. It's not that, okay? I'm just different.
Oh, my. Well, what is it you need to tell us?
Mom, Dad, Cuntface. I think I'm coaster sexual. It's not a big deal, okay?
A what?
A coaster sexual, okay? I just really like... No, I love coasters, okay? It's just the way I am. I was born this way. I was born to ride, okay?
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
Well, you know how you ride Philip's cock, bitch? Well, I ride King Dakar all night long. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I fucking love it, too.
Oh, really? Is that all? I guess it runs in the family. Your dad has been fucking El Toro since 2005.
Fucking right I have. Guilty.
If you want family-friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I am so fucking drunk right now. I've got a red Solo cup, but it's got water in it. I'll just be honest. I'm a mixologist more than a drinker.
Well, okay. As long as you still have a drink when we go have a drink in Mike's Tiki Hut.
Hello.
We heard you jacking off back there, you pervert.
Well, I had to do something to get through this interview.
Right.
We figured that would happen, but that's okay. ride this one. We are totally okay with that.
There's nothing that gets me harder than an RMC coaster. I'll just say it right now.
I understand that.
RMC is like, it's like my wet dream.
Well, especially if they come out with this new train that's rumored right now. So if that's the case, I'm fucking yes on that all the way.
What's the new train?
Oh my fucking God. Did you just vape?
No. No.
Okay. As long as you weren't vaping. Like, I don't care. You could be smoking crack, but don't you dare vape. Don't you dare vape. Ah! No!
I'm sorry.
You're a virgin, then, I'm assuming.
Hey, boyfriend 8 years, and he vapes too. That's the kicker. You gotta find another vapor.
Vape niche, bruh. Vape niche.
Oh, God.
Make America vape again.
Make America. Oh, no.
Hey, at least it got me off the cigarettes, okay?
Okay. I'll give you that. It's a hell lot better than smoking. I smoked for years. Like, I smoked for years, and I had a band. I play piano, I sing, I write music, I do all of that as well. And my band members were like, since I was the lead singer as well, they were like, have you lost your fucking mind? You have to fucking stop. And so I stopped right there. I never vaped.
I mean, if you can get rid of it and just stop cold turkey, then do it.
The last time I had a drag on a cigarette, I don't know if you heard our episode where we were talking about everything that happened and went down at Knoebels.
Yeah, I did hear
that. Yeah, I had the morning after when I had no sleep, I had a drag off of my friend's cigarette and I was like, yep, still a non-smoker.
Yeah, good. If I could never take another drag, I would. I fucking hate that I've gotten myself hooked on this shit.
Right.
This isn't making it any better. This is just me still being hooked on the shit, so.
Well, you know, a little bit less cancerous, perhaps.
Yes, definitely better. And I don't smell like shit all the time now. Only sometimes.
That's a big... Only... Oh, God. Sometimes. Oh.
We all need a shower now and again. And I still smoke a cigarette every now and again. It's pretty bad.
Well, you know...
When I'm drunk.
You say smelling like shit. I was just going to say, you know, you should be douching, man. So...
Okay.
Goliath is like, what the fuck? Who did we invite on the show? Have you asked any of your other guests if they douche?
We have not.
No, we haven't, but I think that's one we should add.
That's the staple question for every guest. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yes, I think you're right. Do you douche? Do you have a minty asshole?
When you get Joe Rohde on the show, first question you ask him.
I don't know if we'll ever get anyone from the actual industry to come on our show because they're going to like come on thinking they're going to plug whatever the fuck they're plugging. And they're just like, oh, my God, why are there so many dicks in my face?
Yeah,
you might be able to get the boys from In the Loop on at least.
We're actually having Drew the intern on here soon. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Drew actually approached us
like a little fanboy bitch. Yes. I'm not lying to you. Like a little fanboy bitch. He's like, oh my God, I need to be on your show. Please let me be on your show.
Doesn't he do his own show now too?
So we created a sketch with him on it.
Well, that one already aired. It's the Avatar sketch, and he's going to come on as a guest host here in a few weeks.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Drew's pretty
awesome.
He's
hilarious.
Yeah.
He is hilarious. way more entertaining than Legend. I'll edit that out because I still want to have Legend on. So... I need a fucking line of coke. God, I haven't done coke in so many years, and right now I'm just like, I could use a bump. So
we heard you jacking off. My question is, you know, which ride do you jerk off to?
Which ride do I jerk off to? back in the day when Twisted Colossus was being built, I couldn't get enough of it. So I was just staring at that all day long. I practically was jacking off to it.
So when it caught fire, would you say you had some fire crotch? Or
no, it had some fire crotch and I just got off to that.
Oh,
figured out my new fetish that day, you know. But no.
I knew it. I knew it.
I get excited for any new coaster that's coming on next season. So this season, I'm like watching all these wooden coasters going up. I'm like, that's some good looking wood, especially like Mean Streak out at Cedar Point and Invader at Busch Gardens. Nobody seems to give a shit about Invader. Invader looks pretty badass.
Invader.
Invader. Like, you know, I like to look at the new Woodies when I'm jerking off. I'll put it that way.
Like, no one can deal with like the same Woody forever. I mean, you got to have some diversity. You know, you need new wood in your life.
Right.
You know,
and a lot of the wood was getting old too, so it's good that we got some new wood.
You know, you can get yours blown at Fun Spot.
You can get yours blown at Fun Spot
on their new wooden coaster, Mind Blower.
Woo! Okay, so that ride, that's the one I've been jerking off to the most.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with that thing. That thing looks amazing.
Okay? Oh, my God.
I don't care what anyone says. It looks fucking fantastic. Just the theming alone and the fact that it's an actual wood coaster with an inversion on it. It's none of this
theming alone.
Yeah.
The theming alone.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, it's been nice having you on here on the Ride This One podcast.
Did you see the coaster cars that they're putting on that? It's got TNT on the front. How could you not like it?
It looks like a dildo that like Julie's Dominatrix service would use. I don't.
So the Viking ship on Invader is so much better.
Right. Okay. That is sexy train. Although absolutely. You won't be able to see shit.
It is a lot better, but still it's a cool coaster, the Mind Blower one.
No, I'm actually, you know, of the wooden coasters, Mind Blower is by far the one I'm most excited about. I completely agree.
Yeah, 2017 has been a very weird year. Like, early on when we normally get the announcements, there was almost nothing. So everyone's like, oh, God, 2017 is going to be shit. There's nothing coming. And then, like, people have done a lot of late announcements. So now it's actually there's a lot coming. Maybe not roller coasters, but other rides that are interesting, like Glenwood Caverns with their drop ride and you know, other things. So 2017 is actually going to be a full year.
It seems like 2015 every park went nuts. They were like, let's get Harry Potter done, let's get Twisted Colossus done, we're gonna get all of these new SNS coasters up. And in 2016 they like kind of just finished that up. Then when Potter opened, no one did shit because they're like, oh, everyone's going to go to Potter, at least out here in California. So nobody built shit out here in 2016. And then 2017, now we're just getting like flat rides, one really cool dark ride, and a couple wooden coasters.
You know, I hear Lightning Rod might actually run this year.
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, no, only for like the first week. And then, like I said, as I predict, it's going to close down for the majority of the season. It's not going
to
work.
So what you're saying is next week I should go to Dollywood instead of Six Flags Over.
Yeah, if you want to ride it, you better fucking go. That's all I'm saying.
Have you guys ridden that yet?
Yes, we've both ridden Lightning Rod.
We both have.
Yes.
Oh, how is it?
Overrated, in my opinion.
Painful.
A lot of people are not going to agree with me. Okay, here's my problem. When I rode it, at the bottom of the first hill, things weren't aligned quite right. So there's a terrible lurch, and it like went up through your spine. So it was painful.
RMC actually retracted that area.
Yeah, they completely had to that ride was just so rife with issues. But
interesting.
Overall, it was good.
The issues was not necessarily RMC. It was that RMC said, hey, we're going to stick every single piece of technology that we can on this ride. And that's what caused Lightning Rod to have issues.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I cannot say it blew my mind. I felt like the pacing was a little off. And the quadruple down, while fun, that last hill, I mean, okay, I'm all for like intense airtime. Like, I'm a lover of Sky Rush. It's like one of my favorite rides.
You mean Thigh Crush?
Yeah, thigh crush. But it was almost painful. Like, wasn't too bad. But it was like the point, like, I don't think I could ride this like 20 times in a row. Mm. And I like re-rideability. It is important to me. But that said, I'm a little weird because at the same time, I'll ride Voyage like 80 times and I have no problem with it. And I'm black and blue, literally, by the time I'm done with that.
But it's worth it. You earn those marks.
It's fucking worth it. You know, if a wood coaster, it needs to, I don't want it to be moderate. It needs to either slap me, call it its bitch, you know, or not. Like, I don't like an in-between. You know, be smooth as glass or make me your bitch. It's one or the other.
I agree with you. Like, if it's a steel coaster, it better be fucking smooth. And if it's a wooden coaster, I need that, like, feeling that I'm going to die on it. That's what makes it fun.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't beat the shit out of me, then I'm then why the hell am I here?
Well, you need to go up to Knoebels and check out their ride. They have some of the most insane rides up there. The wooden coaster up there is the first ever stand-up wooden coaster.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
The Phoenix. Row 3, literally, you are out of your seat more than you are in your seat.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. He hates it. I love it. It's
one of those great classic coasters, isn't it? Where, like, yeah, the lap bar doesn't really come down that far.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. It's really more, it's a buzz bar. So it's like, oh, no, you could totally die. Like, no, you could totally die.
This bar is merely a suggestion of safety.
It's aesthetic. It's purely for aesthetic reasons.
Did you hear the story about how much they have to pay for insurance?
No. Oh, God, this sounds interesting.
One of the people, while we were up there, they were talking with Mr. Knoebel, but he was telling the person that was talking with him that they actually have to pay like 3 times as much in insurance so that they don't have to have seatbelts on their rides. Like, if you notice, Impulse doesn't have a seatbelt. None of their wooden coasters have seatbelts. They're like, hey, we will pay extra money for insurance so that we can keep the enthusiast community coming back. Because if we add seatbelts like Cedar fucking Fair does, people won't come. The Phoenix would not be the same ride if you had a seatbelt.
It's bullshit. They only put those in because they've gotten sued in the past by a couple people.
Exactly.
I can't help but imagine, like, there's somebody that, you know, maybe got bruised or something, and they're talking to the owner of the park, and, you know, Mr. Knoebel's sitting there like, oh, but did you die, though?
You like, made it through, dude. You're talking to me, aren't
you? You survived, you bitch, you know? You know, there's really no segue for me on this, but we need to talk about another story because we do talk about news, and we're going to go talk about Luna Park.
Ooh. So what are they going to do over at Luna Park?
Yeah, Goliath, because I'm too drunk to read this right now.
Well, since we here at the Ride This One podcast are not just focusing on American parks, we should look at what's going on in the international community. Luna Park in Sydney, Australia will be spending $20 million in improvements over the next 4 years. So damn. What they're doing is they're hiring the company that does the little go-karts that Dollywood did. And so they're buying like 5 floats from that company, right?
Oh, God. Yeah. So they're probably just going to open like a parade. Like, that'd be terrible. Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. No. Okay. So this is a park I've never heard of. I mean, Australia doesn't have much, but tiny little park. They have a wild mouse coaster and not much else. I guess they're not actually really talking much about what they're doing, though. They're just saying, hey, we're spending money.
Yeah, they're just going to slap some new food offerings in there. And it seems like the biggest ride they're boasting is the Flying Carousel. And it's going to serve as the new centerpiece of the Family Zone, which means this one flat ride that they're putting in, that's like the big ticket item. So I don't know.
I hope it's well-themed because nothing, right. Nothing sounds more fun than a Flying Carousel that's well-themed.
Well, what do you bet that they put in a Larson Cochrane?
Oh, absolutely. Every park has to have a Larson Cochrane.
Yeah, every park has to have a Larson Cochrane. I mean, because those are cheap. I mean, 20 million over 4 years, that's like not insane. Like if they were telling me, oh, hey, we're spending $20 million this year on like this ridiculous, like, I don't know, land or roller coaster, it might be more interesting. But
right. Or if they were at least spending a chunk of that $20 million on a new coaster. I mean, those new Vekoma coasters that they're putting in every park, those cost $5 million. Why couldn't they have just put one of those in this Luna park?
Right.
Then I'd be really interested.
Or they could go to Gravity Group and say, hey, we want a mind blower. We want a mind blower, mate. Get over here and give me a mind blower. A mind blower down under.
All right, guys out there and who listen to our podcast, we desperately try to talk about shit that's happening overseas, but you're not making it easy. Do something fucking interesting. So
do something more interesting than Drayton Manor's doing right now. They're changing the name of their accelerator coaster.
Oh, really? Ooh. And how much are they paying for that?
They're not paying. That's the reason they're changing it. They don't want to pay the licensing. So they're going from Ben 10, which I guess is a show on...
on Nickelodeon. I'm sad that I know that, but I have nephews. So
so they're going from Ben 10 to Accelerator.
Hold up. Wait a second. That's lawsuit waiting to happen. How are they spelling that?
With an A. It's not the X that Nazis used for accelerator.
Exactly. they didn't get the memo that we're leaving out vowels.
Yeah, that's the only cool way to spell things. I'm kind of surprised they started this off with an A.
Exactly. It needs to have an X. You know, invader, Valraven.
So I don't know about you guys, but Ben 10 has never been like a really big draw for me. I'm sure some kids maybe. But is there any like kids that are like, oh my God, I have to ride the Ben 10 coaster?
Well, I will say this. I did used to date this guy named Ben, and he did have a 10, but you know.
That's a different kind of ride.
That's a completely different kids that want to ride. Actually, that. Closer to the I'm not riding that, but it's fun to look at. Like, I don't know.
That's exactly how I felt about that Ben 10 coaster.
Right.
Yeah. Looks fun, but yeah.
I'm not, where are you putting that? Not there. No.
So are we really missing anything by them switching this name over to Accelerator? I don't really think so.
I don't think so. I think, you know, maybe we'll lose some theming. Maybe. But I don't think so.
We won't be able to make as many gay jokes, puns and shit, but we'll find a way.
Absolutely. Here at Ride This One, that's our goal, is to find a way to make jokes like that.
To fuck sometimes a pun into it somehow.
Fuck a pun into it. So we, of course, have more questions for you. I mean, you definitely don't get a free ride here. So the public needs to know all about you. So we've talked about your favorite ride and, you know, home park and everything. What would you say is your least favorite ride? What ride are you like, oh, I am never riding that again?
That's easy.
I mean, while you're at it, I mean, you can talk about an X as well.
For X's, that's a whole different story for a whole nother podcast. But my
was
least...
it Gabe?
Never. No. No, you know what ride can go fuck itself is Green Lantern at Six Flags Magic Mountain. And any of those...
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. We any just of those had a hate characters. Fest on those style rides.
Because they deserve to be hated. They deserve to be burnt to the ground. And we can dance on the pile of ashes afterwards. That's the only good that can come from that coaster.
But you know who does not agree with you is Grindelwald in Switzerland. They're keeping it.
Well, that was the first one, wasn't it?
I think so, actually.
Kind of got that, like, okay, groundbreaking, was really cool to look at when it came out. See, that's one of those rides. I'll look at it, and it's like, wow, that looks fantastic. But then you ride, and you're like, fuck this thing. No way.
That's like so many people I dated.
Ain't that a metaphor for life? It's No, fuck that. I hate that Zack Spin. Every time you ride it, you feel like you're going to die in a new way. That should be their tactic. There's no pleasure.
Have you ridden the S&S free spins? I'm curious how the S&S free spins compare to the Zach spins. Because I've ridden the S&S, and I actually really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
See, it seems like they fixed a lot of the problems that they had with the original Zach spin design.
Right.
With that new S&S design. So I wouldn't be surprised if that coaster's amazing. It's just, man, the precursor to that is just terrible.
Absolutely.
There is nowhere to go but up from the original Zach spin design. So I'm sure S&S, their version is way the fuck better.
You know, we have a natural lead in from that question that we do always ask. And that is basically, if you could pick anyone from the coaster community at large. So this is generally going to be somebody you hate within the enthusiast community. And you could make them ride Green Lantern for all eternity. Who do you choose and why do you choose that person?
Okay. Does it have to be someone I hate? Cause...
No. It doesn't have to be someone I hate.
No? Okay. If we don't have to pick someone I hate, then I'm going to pick someone I love. And that's Tiffany from Extended Queue. She's like my buddy with this. She hates that fucking ride so much. And for good reason. If I could pick anyone to ride that ride for entirety, I would say it's her. And that's just because her reaction is hilarious. And I just... I would just listen to that all day. I mean,
oh my God, you're a sadistic son of a bitch.
I
like you, so I want to watch you get tortured for eternity.
I love you forever, but you know what I love more than that?
Because if you have a pet, I think I'll call somebody.
I do. You want to see her? She's right here, actually. She's been here the whole time.
Oh my gosh, what an adorable little cock. But no. But no, for anyone who can't see there, he has the gayest fucking little dog you'll ever see.
It's my chihuahua.
She's so cute. Oh, shit. My boner just went limp. So anyway.
That's what did it?
Well, you know, it's kind of an up and down thing. It might also be because I'm kind of drunk right now. So I don't know.
Okay, besides Tiffany, because I love Tiffany, man. But besides Tiffany, if there was someone else I could put on a coaster for eternity, Jeff DePauly has to ride Twisted Colossus for the rest of his life because he absolutely hates coasters that go upside down that only have a lap bar. So I always poke fun at him. I'm like, you think you're gonna be the first person that falls out of it? And he goes, absolutely, I'm going to be the first person that falls out of that thing. I do not trust them. So,
so what you're saying is he failed in physics in high school. Like, he absolutely did not understand how this works.
I think he totally knows that it's safe, but fears are always irrational. We never, like, really think, why the hell are we so afraid of that, right? It's just,
true.
Of course he's going to be fine, but no way is he trusting.
Right, of course.
So, sorry, Jeff. I love you forever. But you're going to Twisted Colossus for all of eternity.
Yeah, you know what? But speaking of that adorable little penis that we saw, we do like to ask people, what do you call your penis? I mean, do you name it? Is there a name that the general public calls your dick? I mean, like, what's the situation there?
What kind of theme park podcast is this? Jesus.
Well, you know, we try to be kind of balanced. We're a wide spectrum of, you know, theme parks, versus inappropriateness.
See, that's what I actually call my penis, is wide spectrum.
Oh, wide spectrum.
No, I don't know. I call it my dick.
Your dick. Oh,
my
God.
My dick.
How clever.
I know. I'm so original.
Goliath calls his a blue hawk.
Blue hawk? What? Is it like blue or something? What the hell? You got a knobby dick?
Well, maybe if you listen to our show, you would know.
Papa Smurf over here.
You know, mine go. It depends on what's going on in my life. Sometimes it's fire in the hole.
Oh, gosh. I knew you were a fire crotch. I absolutely knew it.
I am so not a red. Okay. Actually, when the sun hits my beard, it's red. Yeah. I have a lot of Irish in my family, but that's, you know, I do still have a soul, at least part of one, I think, somewhere down there.
Did you ever actually ride the original Colossus before they RMC'd it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quite a few times. That was the best ride to like do a walk on back in the day, because they had like 10 trains.
Stop lying. I know you waited in line to ride my dick.
No. Is that what we're talking about?
Jeez. Yeah.
That's a walk-on, sweetheart.
Oh, bitch! Well, you know, it's been nice having you on here on the Ride This One podcast.
You know, you keep saying that, but you don't kick me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. we're starting to ride this one drinking game. Every time Slater says, it's been nice having you drink, you'd be so fucked up. You'll be almost as fucked up as Slater is right now.
You gotta finish your drink. Seriously, though, like... That was an amazing wooden coaster back when it was. And it sucks that they had to, they fucked a little mid-coaster brake run right in the middle of it because of some safety concern. But back in the day when that was running and they didn't break you on that one brake run, it was such a fun ride. Not to mention the backwards ride during Haunt. That was amazing.
Now, do you count that as two credits or one? Since they have, you know, the two trains, you know, it's dueling, you know.
Nope, that's two. It's two individual tracks, all enclosed. Two.
Damn, I got to redo my coaster count then.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, you're low, so you gotta pad that shit.
I'm just gonna share this with you. Slater's a stat padder, so anytime he can create an extra stat, he's like Cedar Fair and making up bogus statistics.
It's fake news.
Fake news.
It's all fake news.
I never really was one that I was like, I need those coaster credits. It never was that important to me. I skip every kiddie coaster at every park. I'm not one of those guys that's like, ooh, that's going to add one to my list. So there's a lot of like kiddie coasters that a lot of coaster nerds have on their list that I've just skipped. So there's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is that I'm broke as hell. I don't know how you guys afford to like fly to Paris and Japan and whatever you want to do and go ride all the coasters in the world.
First of all, that's hilarious.
Maybe
flying
not you guys,
to Paris.
Coaster enthusiasts out there. You know, that there's some people with like 300 coasters under their belt. I don't know how the fuck they afford that. Do you just have a sugar daddy that sends you off to every theme park in the world? Like, I can never pull that off.
we all need our own Anderson Cooper who can send us where we want to go. But we just it's just not realistic.
Oh, preach it, sister. If I could find that.
Jesus.
I would be in a heartbeat.
It's just like, bid me over, do whatever you want. I'm going. I'm going to Nagashima Spa Land.
Right.
Like, what you want me to do? Like.
My price is pretty friggin' low compared to some people. Ooh.
You heard it here first. Garrett's a total fucking slut. So if anybody out there is interested in buying themselves like a sugar daddy out there.
How dare you? I am a whore, okay? Oh. I only do it if they're sending me to Japan for some coaster credits, okay?
I apologize.
If they're sending you, you have to get all of the credits. So let me put you in touch with our friend Kevin. Sure. He runs this awesome thing called Uncle Kevin's Kitty Rentals. So, you know, those rides that you couldn't normally get, you can now get those credits.
Absolutely.
Oh, extra credit.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I actually generally skip the kitty rides too. I really do. I like very, very few kitty coaster credits I have. And it's for a simple reason. I'm not a fucking pedophile. And,
you know, it's always hard to explain like why one like grown man is standing in line for like the Bugs Bunny kitty coaster.
I'm like, gay. It's hard enough. I don't need to explain this too.
It's like all the moms are like shielding their kids away and giving dirty looks. Like, look, bitch, I just want the coaster credit. Okay. You don't have to hide your kids or hide your wife.
What's really scary is when you get an extra couple laps on the kiddie coaster. When we were at Knoebels, they gave me and Eric normally the kiddie coaster there does three laps, and we were just goofing off, you know, one more lap. The guy gave us five laps on it, and the death stares we were getting from parents was beautiful.
Oh my God. He made so many like coaster moms so angry. They're like, this is not for you, you fat fucks. Get off this ride. You're going to break it. My little Timmy needs to ride. You know?
Speaking of kiddie coasters, weren't you guys talking about a coaster out at Lake Winnie that they might be building?
Well, we don't know.
What is it?
We don't know. Lake Winnie is terrible about...
Lake Winnie wants to be mysterious.
I mean, from the picture you guys sent me, it looks like coaster support or something. I don't know what the hell these are. It's like three concrete pillars that are maybe 6 feet tall. Would it 4 or 5? I can see 4 or 5 in the background. But they're really short. What could this be other than like a kiddie coaster?
A kiddie coaster or some sort of flat ride. We know last year they put a new flat ride in.
And I believe the year before that, they put a clock ring in. Yep. It was fairly recent. They also did a water park. Like, they had no water park, and they actually added a small water park. This is a really cool fucking park, though, by the way. So I have been there. It is tiny. It's very tiny. There is a tiny little lake, and it's super classic. You walk in there, it's like going back in time. It is really cool. But they've been expanding. They've been adding a lot recently. I'm waiting for them to announce, like, a new big roller coaster here eventually.
I have a confession.
Really?
I have a confession.
That would be awesome.
This park is 20 minutes from my house, and I've never been.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I've got to be honest, too. I've never actually heard of Lake Winnie before this. So that's how small this is. I mean, maybe they should get a really good coaster in there so the coaster enthusiasts pay attention.
You know, I love how overlooked this park is. Goliath's never been. You've never heard about it. And you want to know how I found out about this park?
Huh.
I was on vacation. Well, we were heading towards Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we happened to decide to book a hotel and spend the night on our way there because it's like a 16-hour drive. And the hotel we booked, without knowing, was directly across the street from Lake Winnie Pissaka. We had no idea. So we stopped there. It's the night before. I'm like, there's a fucking theme park. There's a fucking wooden coaster there. What the fuck? So we got up the next morning, and I went. And that's how I learned about Lake Winnie Pissaka. And I've loved that park ever since.
Regional parks are always the best. And especially when they have that, like, one classic wooden coaster there. Kind of reminds me of Kenobi Lake or something. Like, what's the wooden coaster like out there?
Is it Kenobi or is it Canobie? Because I keep hearing that different ways.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. You're from the area.
I'm from New England. I don't live there now. Okay.
I got the fuck out.
I pronounce everything wrong all the time, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's completely different.
But Goliath, shame on you. You live so close and you haven't been there and you know it exists. You know it's there. You have known.
But what does it have? It has a fucking kiddie coaster. It has a wooden coaster and it has a wild mouse coaster. I'm
3 credits right there.
You're right. If I was like Slater and I was needing to pad my count, I would have been there yesterday. But I'm not a stat padder and I don't like wooden coasters. I'm going to go this season. I promise you I'm going to go this season. I will tell everyone about it. And actually, you might even find me doing it on Live Me.
Ooh. Yeah, perhaps. I will say I do treat coasters different than I do sex. It's definitely quantity over quality.
So tell me, even though you're focusing on the quantity, what's the quality of the wooden coaster at Lake Winnie?
It's great. I'm the only person here who's actually rode it. It is a lot of fun. At least it's a standard out and back wood coaster. It's really good. But you know what really shines there is they have a Shoot the Chutes ride. And this thing has been there since like 1902.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's really, it's one of the oldest in the United States. It uses the lake. So you actually splash down into the lake that's there. It is one of the coolest things I have ever rode. And I would tell anyone just for that, go. It's beautiful. They have a lake and they've strung lights up across the lake. So at night when it gets dark, they have these like old fashioned white lights that light up and it's reflecting off of it. It's a great date park. So Goliath, if you want to get laid, you should take your wife there. It's fantastic. Great theme park food, great arcades. It's really, really fun. I love that place.
Plus, they have the only flyoplane still in existence in the U.S.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at the Shoot the Chutes ride, and it's like, how the hell is this thing still operating?
I don't know.
It's like there's no track or nothing. It's like it just shoots you out on top of the lake. Hope you make it back to the station.
Yeah, it legit, like, you get airtime when you hit. Like, you get airtime. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Yep.
I'm surprised people don't talk about this park more. It deserves more conversation. But they've been adding a lot. If I understand correctly, they have a fair amount of land back there. So we might be hearing a lot more from them in the next few years.
That'd be cool. What kind of coaster would you like to see it, like Winnie?
You know what I want to see? I want them to go the direction that Knoebels went and get their own version of like an Impulse.
Like a Eurofighter.
Yeah.
A Eurofighter without the shitty Gerstler restraints. Fuck the Gerstler restraints.
Well,
are those the over the shoulders?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the newer Gerstlers, the Infinity style does not have over shoulders. It's all lap bar. Like, it's fat friendly. We love it.
Good, good.
And
that's what we want.
It just makes sense. And if that's what they do, I'll be back there in a second.
I would buy a season pass if they had that. I would definitely buy a season pass if they had that.
I'll definitely have to check them out a little bit more, man, now that you've brought that to my attention. Because, man, the regional parks, they're so good.
Have you even been to Silver Dollar City?
I haven't.
No. Have you been to Dollywood or Six Flags Over Georgia?
Nope.
Well, it's been nice having you here on our show. And
all of my coaster credits are along the coastlines of America. And there's a couple like down south. It's all Florida, California, New England, and just a couple random ones here and there. But
well, I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. We're going to fix that. Since this is a podcast that's actually about roller coasters and depravity, apparently. We're going to make a point of getting you to some other parks.
Absolutely.
Because I definitely like to have you on again for sure to talk about, you know, your experiences riding other rides. You know?
He just wants to hear you talk about your experiences.
I want to hear you talk about riding things.
I got tons of those stories, sweetheart.
Oh, well, feel free to share. I'm all ears right now. I promise
the show.
Not
this
to
is the time
visit.
Of the show where I accidentally have a technical issue and drop off. And
oh, my headphones.
My headphones stopped working.
I don't know. Oh,
you know,
weird.
I promise you, tell us these stories. I swear. I promise it won't end up to our, you know, 2,000 listeners, whatever. No, oh, they're not going to hear it.
No, never.
No. So speaking of that, this is a really weak segue, but whatever. So tell us a bit, what in your life are you most ashamed of besides your tiny, tiny little coaster count?
Oh, coaster count. That's what you're saying. I was ashamed of.
Of course.
Okay. Ashamed of? That's a hard one. I mean,
really, because that's not what your boyfriend said.
Ouch.
No.
Yeah, man, that's a hard question, because just like any human being, I've got a ton of shit I'm ashamed of, you know. But I think the thing that I am most ashamed of is maybe some immature things I said when I was younger, or, you know, I used to talk a lot of shit back in the day. Yeah. I used to be like a little bit of, and I still am, but I've at least acknowledged that and seen it as a terrible quality in people. You don't talk shit on people. You don't spread rumors, spread lies. But back in the day, I was kind of a little bit mouthy. So
is your home park Six Flags Magic Mountain, or would you rather claim Knott's Berry Farm?
I'd have to say that Knott's is my home park.
Okay.
And that Six Flags is like my bitch on the side. Okay. Because I love her, but she's dirty and I can't hang with her all the time.
Absolutely. So, she's terribly Knott's, dirty, though, and the people that go to.
She's pretty run down, but man, what a thrill.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like Mama Paula. She's just like Mama Paula.
What ride or set of rides would be great added to Knott's Berry Farm? I'm sure they're going to be boysenberry themed or something.
They should be, right?
Well, of course. Everything else is boysenberry themed.
Hey, the boysenberry festival's coming up. I can't wait.
I'm jealous.
So seriously,
I really am jealous.
You should be. Oh my God. They fuck boysenberry into everything, into like
you
wings and wine and beer and oh. good. Barbecue sauce just all over.
Boysenberry sounds like a name for a gay parade. Boysenberry.
Boysberries? Is that why?
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Boysenberries. Yeah, I get it. I can see it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But seriously, okay. At Knott's, they've been talking. The coaster enthusiasts have been talking about how they're going to add this hyper or giga coaster to Knott's for years now.
Where are they going to put it?
Right. That's the thing. It's such a small park that everyone's like, it's no possible way that this is going to happen. But
bullshit.
There's so many rumors.
No, it is possible. Have you seen Gronelund? It's possible.
Absolutely. It
can be done.
What everyone's been saying is that they're just going to have it kind of like Goliath, where it goes out into the parking lot a little bit and then comes back in. There's a ton of space in their little back lot area that they could kind of make it go on the rooftops of things. They could make it work, but it would just be so hard to actually fit a Giga or Hypercoaster in there. But I feel like that's the one thing that park is missing, is like a really intense, closed circuit, non-launched Hyper Giga Coaster.
I agree. I mean, that would get me to go out there. I mean, I already want to go out to Knott's. I'm planning on doing California. I've done a big chunk of the rest of the United States. So I need to head out that way.
If you guys ever come out here, you guys got a place to stay and a tour guide right here. So
there you fucking go. I've been needing a free place to stay in California. That's actually, I think, my goal with this whole podcast is free places to stay.
Excellent.
Because that's like the expensive part. So you're like, I can afford my season pass, my Six Flags pass, and my Cedar Fair pass, but if I don't have to pay for hotels, I'm good.
Ride this one road trip.
All right. Absolutely. So yeah. I will totally go stay in your efficiency apartment, I'm assuming. And
we do this office that I'm in right here. This also works as the guest bedroom. So you'd literally be sleeping right where my laptop is.
Also, where he watches porn, where he does pretty much everything.
Hey, that's all that on the couch, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, I soil the couch. I leave the nice little guest couch and guest bed in here for guests. For them to soil. But seriously, I'm like 50 minutes from Six Flags. I'm 20 minutes from Knott's. I'm 25 minutes from Disneyland. About 2 hours away from SeaWorld. So any of the parks that you guys want to go to out here, I'm your man. You just come out here, we'll make it happen.
Legit, bitch, expect the text. I'm going to be like, 2018, you know, put fresh sheets on your bed or whatever, because I'm coming.
The party is going to arrive.
I'll bring a bottle of some booze. That's it. I'll bring myself some nice shit, and you can have a bottle of pop-off that I bought in there.
You just got to give me one shot of the nice shit first so that I can get
Don't worry, pop-off. I'll give you a shot right down your throat.
Oh, geez. You're going to have to ask my boyfriend for permission for that one, sweetheart.
I'll give it to him, too. Don't worry.
Give him the booze, too. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, we're talking about booze? I'm confused. Yeah, Goliath's like, too gay, I'm gone.
Back to the Boysenberries.
You're talking about Knott's Berry Farm, I think. I mean, that's when I left you guys. Back to the Boysenberries.
Slater's just shaking his head right now, as he should be. This is about...
I'm shaking my head because I've drank... I've reached that point of drunk that I'm numb, so I'm just more shaking my head like, am I alive? I'm still alive. By the way, like, this lovely little drink that you see here, which people buy it... That is just whiskey.
Oh, good man.
So, and it was full. And that's my second.
Tell me you don't have ice. Tell me you don't have ice.
Well, there was just a tiny, from my last drink, there's a tiny little bit of ice left that was in there, but it was really tiny. So that's it. So barely any ice. Okay.
Well, I wish you luck. If I was drinking like you, I'd be passed the fuck out by now. Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, me too.
Oh, well, now I know what to do when I come visit.
Oh, yeah. Just pour a little whiskey in my coffee and bam, 12 o'clock, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because nothing's funnier than making myself sound like a rapist.
Last episode, you talked about like a necrophilia. So, you know, that makes total sense.
It's true. He's holding you to that. That's very true.
I'm kind of a mystery. I don't think people know what the hell I'm into. I'm into a whole lot, most of it inappropriate. So we do have one more story before we close off part two. What it was going to be part two of this interview.
Because we went on so many tangents, couldn't fit it in one episode.
You know, you did warn me. You did warn me. You're like, my fucking cock can't fit into one episode, sir. It's far too large.
If we were in the loop, we would just release this whole thing and make people go to sleep.
All right. I'm going to do a tangent. Like, I listened to In the Loop, and Legend's, like, such the, like, super straight dude. He is so, like, painfully straight that I have a hard time believing that he hasn't sucked a cock before. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe he just doesn't want to share that on
the
air.
Now, wasn't he the one that was worried about getting raped up in Canada?
What?
What now both of you guys are...
I missed that episode, too.
Yes, it was I want to say it was a Canada episode. I actually wrote this down as a note to ask Slater on one of our episodes. And
so how big is your dick? And be honest, the listeners will lie because they can hear that buzzing.
I mean, wouldn't you rather just be surprised?
Well, you know, yeah, maybe, but wouldn't you rather be surprised? It's big. That's all you need to know.
I don't want to be that guy that's like, I've got a huge dick, though.
Because the second someone says it's a huge, you're like, uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Well.
It's bigger than Trump's. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, now I can't put that in the show.
Why not? It's got tiny hands. We can assume everything else is tiny. There ain't nothing political about that, I'm telling you.
The views and opinions spoken here on Ride This One Podcast do not necessarily match up with those of us here at Ride This One Podcast. We believe it's possible that Trump could have a huge cock, but maybe not. We don't know. But let's talk about what we're talking about, and that's this new restaurant going into Chicago called Safe House Chicago. Now, Goliath, I'm not super familiar. You showed me some pictures. It's really cool, but tell our listeners about this.
It is a spy-themed bar that's opening March 1st. There's actually another one in Milwaukee that's been around for 50 years. It's in downtown Chicago, and it is fully themed as a spy bar. It is super well themed. You have to have a password to enter, and you have to figure out how you get this password. So it's kind of like a modern-day speakeasy, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's not just an old timey themed bar. This is extremely well themed to spy movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures you just sent right here, and they look fantastic. There's like that giant map mural of the world on the wall, kind of like that old style spy movie display, and they've got tons and tons of security cameras, which I'm hoping aren't hooked up to anything. But so they look really cool.
I'm going to tell a dad joke here, but are all of their drinks shaken and not stirred? Oh.
They better be.
As you all would say, it's a knee slapper.
Oh, yeah. Bring that over to the RTO show.
Yes.
We'll keep a knee slapper.
That is a knee slapper.
They better only serve martinis in this bar. I'm serious. They better give you a pair of sunglasses at the beginning, and all they serve is martinis.
I agree.
Their food actually sounds really interesting. Like, they don't just have theming, they're incorporating the theme into their food as well.
You can actually buy date rape drugs with every drink. Bill Cosby frequents.
Ah. Oh, I see. They're offering something cutting edge here at this spy bar.
You don't really need a date rape drug when you've got fried C4 cheese curds.
Right. I passed. Write the hell out after eating those.
I mean, that's that right there. You don't need a date rape drug. You just give me some fried cheese curds and I'm passed out.
Yeah, but here's the problem. After someone eats 4 pounds of cheese curds, is anyone going to want to fuck that person? Like, I mean, really. I mean, unless you're into, oh, God. Like, oh. You're like, I mean, it's horrible. That's horrible. God. There's no amount of douching that's going to make that okay.
Two spies, one cup.
Two spies, one cup. Oh, God.
Two spies, one cup on the next Ride This One podcast.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, it was nice knowing you, you know, podcast world. I think we've reached our low. We're done. That's it. We're going the way of Park Fanatic. Fuck you all. We're done. So.
But hey. It's not just the cheese curds and stuff. They have vegetarian and vegan friendly options as well.
Okay, if you're on a date there with anyone and they order that shit, just fucking leave. You're done. You do not, no, no. And I'm saying that to you, Uncle Kevin, you vegan fuck. If I go there, you better just drink alcohol, because if I see you eating any vegan dish, I'm going to punch you in your goddamn face. So,
as long as they don't care if I'm ordering the deep fried cheese curds, then they can order whatever salad they want. I don't give a shit.
True. I mean... But if they eat a salad, how are you going to, like, fuck them later? Because they're definitely not going to fall asleep if they eat a fucking salad.
I don't know. You might have to use some romance for
and
once.
They're definitely not going to swallow.
Right. Although, you know what? I have... Okay. Real story. I generally share a real story every once in a while. I'm on a date once. I was probably about 19. And I was with a guy, and... We ordered food, and his chicken came out. He had ordered chicken, and it was still on the bone. And he was freaking out because he doesn't eat meat on the bone. I was already done there. I'm like, oh, no, we're done. I'm never dating you. He doesn't eat meat on the bone. But then he looks at me. He's like, don't worry. There's other bones I'll swallow.
Oh.
Yes!
I'd give on that a knee date. Slapper, but that's just, that's groan-worthy.
A first date. A first date. I am all for a slut, but don't say that to me at dinner, because all I can think is, well, you have chlamydia, you know? And that shit's getting harder to treat. So, you know?
So, yeah. Just take the red flag as a red flag and bail.
Right. That's basically what it was. Oh, and you want to know what's crazy? He ordered chicken at a sushi restaurant.
Ew, why?
Right.
Okay. What?
He doesn't like that. Fish. He doesn't like fish. You know, I'm gay. I don't like pussy, sure, but I'll eat fish. So I don't know. I don't know. It was a horrible date. It was a horrible date.
Well, he's in the past anyways, right?
Right, in the past.
Just like everyone on this show has to answer the questionnaire, do you like bacon? You should ask that to every single date that you go on as well.
That sounds more like the Holiday World podcast. I don't think we've ever asked anyone if they like bacon.
Well,
we
should.
We should, but you know, we're not just a 2-hour long, you know, advertisement for a theme park every week.
At least someone's getting paid over there, right?
Yeah. Although, okay, I'm going to say this right now. I haven't said it yet. I would totally fuck the cook's son. Okay, he's the part owner. Yes, I'd fuck the shit out of that boy. He's adorable.
You text me a picture later, okay?
I'll text you a picture later. I have one.
Of course you do. That wasn't the question. I was just making sure that I got the copy too.
Right.
I know you got to have one saved.
Yeah, I don't really know what type of guys you're into. We'll get into that later. Now our listeners don't care. Well, some of them do, but who cares?
Gotta keep some secrets for the next episode.
Exactly. This is already 2 episodes long. Right. And I feel like when I look at, like, the audio for this, it's going to, like, you and me talking, and then, like, these little excerpts for Goliath. It's going to be real sad. Goliath's sitting there like, I'm straight. I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, Goliath. This went off the rails.
That's okay.
Went deep into the bowels of tomfoolery.
It is okay. I'm totally okay with that. It's been a great episode.
He's just busy giving his wife the business. He doesn't really care.
Right, right. You know, that sound that you hear back, you know. Is...
Wyeth has quite the hookup. Just, you know what? His wife walked up to him the other day. You know what she said? She said, you know, I really think I need to go to Disney again soon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone, if you're in a relationship with anyone who says that, then you keep though that person. You keep that
Absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know... He's for a straight dude, he did good. He did real good. I'll give him that. So kudos to you, Goliath, in your pussy loving ways. Whatever. It's a mystery. So we have
I thought we were talking about the safe house in Chicago.
I think we're done. I think we moved on from safe house.
Fuck that place.
Actually, just in case you want to look up Safe House, we will post pictures, but you can go to safehousechicago.com, I think it is.
Where are we posting pictures to?
Just on a rundown, I guess.
Well, we said that we've said this before and we never do.
Oh, I know. I know we're terrible about that. You know what? We're not going to post pictures. You know what we're going to do? Do a little legwork your fucking self. Go to safehousechicago.com, you fucking lazy assholes. And you can see the shit for yourself. If you give a fuck, you'll go do it. Otherwise, who cares?
They'll use your Googles, kids.
It's actually pretty cool.
It is.
It looks really cool. It's worth checking out. I'd Google it.
Yeah, but you're a slut.
I'd Google it twice.
You're a whore, so you'd Google a lot of things.
Excuse me. It's Google for everything else, but you use Bing for porn.
Oh,
just saying that now.
Okay. Try it.
Yes,
so,
yes. Bing is so much better for porn. You are absolutely right.
Yeah,
who doesn't already have like a set like websites they go to? I'm past the point of needing to look stuff up. I know where to go.
I mean, don't you want to find new stuff? I mean, right. I'm always wanting new stuff.
I love classic old movies, but you're damn straight. I get excited when a new one comes out.
Well, here's the thing.
Right.
But my websites update regularly, so I'm like every week there's new stuff. And I just about, when they update, you know, got through the new stuff. So I don't know this predicament you all have. Where are you going? I mean, obviously, Goliath, you're going to different places than, you know, maybe me and Garrett are. I mean, I'm assuming Garrett's probably going to, like, doublefistpounders.com. I'm not really sure. I mean, he seems pretty kinky to me.
I'm working my way up to that site, actually.
Working your way up. You know, they do have things. I believe there's attachments for a KitchenAid that you can use for them.
What the fuck? I mean, how badly do people need to get off? Like, seriously? Go buy a butt plug. You don't need any fancy KitchenAid attachments. Jesus Christ.
If you can use a KitchenAid attachment, why not use the drill? I mean, the drill is the ultimate. Is the ultimate. I mean, come on.
Okay,
if you're going to do it right. Take it from this straight guy. I know about shit like that. If you're going to do it,
he knows how to pleasure his asshole with
a drill attachment.
I was going to say, just get one of those Sawzalls. You know, the classic.
Right, exactly.
Classic Sawzall with a dildo on the end.
That's exactly it. That's what I was thinking. Sawzall. Thank you.
You'll never leave the bedroom.
Not if you're with me, because I chain you down. So
there you go.
And you'll feel like you're riding an RMC.
I will say, I have not yet got to use my coaster seat, which I've talked about. Eventually, some dick is going to get sucked eventually in that coaster seat, because there's nothing sexier than the sound of that click of that B&M restraint. The problem is, it does. So the issue is, though, is I didn't think about it until recently. It's just like everything's kind of in the way. So the person kind of has to sit uncomfortably. See, you know, you have to start there and you have to unbuckle if you want to really have any fun. It's kind of unfortunate. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Yeah, you lock them in and then you tease them until they're begging you to let them off the ride so they can hop on your ride.
Exactly.
Right?
So is that why you got into the hobby?
Yeah.
you were locked in for 10 minutes, 20 minutes on that ride on Montu, and you know, you're like, I like this.
I like this a lot. You know, this is a slight tangent. I'll keep this brief, but there's this really funny Today I Fucked Up post on Reddit about this guy that ratcheted the over the shoulder restraint one notch too tight, and he said that it just right on his junk was vibrating the whole time, and by the end of the ride he actually released the demon. There are actually stories of people that love coasters that much out there.
Okay. Can you contact this person on Reddit? And I'm being serious.
I'm sending you the post right now.
No. I need you to contact them because this is your first job as a member of RTO. You need to contact them as a representative for our podcast and bring them onto the show because I need to hear the story firsthand.
If you want, I have it saved right here.
Absolutely. Please do that. And we will bring this person on the show to tell this story because that is exactly up our alley.
I'm still going to send it to you. You'll see it.
Please do send it to us. But it's your job to get a hold of them because I have so much fucking editing to do. we've been talking a long time. And I say this every episode, we've been talking a long time, but legit, this time, it's two episodes, we've never done this before, where someone took so much of our fucking time! No, just...
Sorry, not sorry.
No, you're not sorry. It's okay.
All right, let's be honest. We've had so much fun that it's went two episodes worth. So we have one last question, which I'm going to ask, and it's a simple one. How do you feel now that you've been on the most hated theme park podcast in America?
The most hated.
The most polarizing.
Yes, the most polarizing, not the most hated, because let's just admit it. I have yet to hear hate mail.
No real hate mail. And I wish we'd get some because I would love hate mail.
That's what I was going to say.
Are people scared to send us hate mail maybe because they know what we'll do?
Okay, I don't know if we're the most hated, but if this is a common theme in theme park podcasts, well, maybe so then. But we didn't get a single piece of hate mail. We didn't get a single like negative YouTube comment or less than a five-star review. I don't know if we just really did do a good job or if people are just too afraid to like say, you guys fucking suck.
Okay, maybe you should have had more than just your moms listen to the damn podcast.
Yeah, we only had like five listeners, so that makes sense. But seriously, we got one at the very beginning on our very first episode. Someone was like, hey, thanks for breathing into the microphone so much. And that was it. Come on, somebody like tell me to go suck a bag of dicks or something. Say you don't know shit, you know?
Nobody has said shit to us, which I'm actually surprised. I really thought we would have offended somebody by now. This episode might do it. Yeah, this episode might do it. I don't know.
The only way that you can offend coaster nerds is just say your stats wrong. Like, oh, the tallest roller coaster in the world is only 425 feet, and it's at Knoebels. And then you'll get fucking hate mail for days, let me tell you.
Oh, Cedar Point sucks. You know, Cedar Point is the worst. I hate Cedar Point.
You know what the worst Millennium Force coaster?
Built by B&M in 1999.
They need the RMC Millennium Force.
They do.
Oh, good luck. You're going to get nothing but hate mail for the next 2 weeks.
I hope so. Excellent.
Well, it at least, you know, if we get more than one thing of hate mail, we will have done better than our RTO disasters, because we actually had a response to RTO's disasters. I actually about died laughing when I heard it. So we threw out to the Twitter sphere, what is an idea for a disaster dark ride using the hashtag RTO disaster? Mm-hmm. We had one response. It was from Dan the T-shirt guy.
Hell yeah. Dan coming through.
His idea was an escape from Columbine dark ride shooter.
And this is so brilliant. I'm excited to say in a few weeks, we are having Dan on this show as a guest host. So
Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Dan. That's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I wish all of our apparently bunch of listeners would, I don't know, contact us and do fucking shit. But, you know, they don't because they're fucking assholes. Fuck every single one of you. Not really. Please pay attention to us. Our self-esteems are so low. The only way our self-esteem is going to get boosted is if y'all get involved, you know?
Yeah. Call us faggots on Twitter. Do something. Right. Shake the foundation. Get something going.
Right?
It's our son's big day. Can you believe it?
I know. It seems like just an hour and 10 minutes ago he was telling us about being coaster sexual. And here we are. Our son marrying the love of his life, I guess.
I'm just so glad that he's not with that awful King Dakar anymore. Just so unreliable. But then of course he went and dated the new Texas Giant. You know, I just knew that ride was going to kill somebody someday.
Yeah, I know. I'm just glad he's not messing around with my El Toro anymore.
You guys are so fucking weird. I can't believe I'm related to you.
Oh, well, look who's talking, Miss Three Kids and Three Different Dads.
Now, dear.
Well, she's just such a bitch sometimes.
Well, at least my men don't need coasters to please them.
Hey, this is your brother's big day, and we're here to be supportive no matter how we feel about it, Rebecca.
Well, you know, I am supportive. Now, I won't lie. I do miss when he was dating that Twisted Colossus out in California. I mean, it took me a while to get used to the idea of Daryl dating two coasters at once, but, you know, after I rode them a few times, I really grew to like them. And, you know, I was just starting to get a really nice tan when they broke up.
Yeah, our son was a bit of a player, but it's a good thing he's settling down. Right, Rebecca?
Seriously, are you kidding me? Y'all need some fucking help.
Yeah, and you need to learn how to use a fucking condom.
Oh, fuck you, Mom.
Oh, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Cunt face.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, sweetie.
It's almost that time, I guess. In just a few minutes, I'm gonna be Mr. T3. I can't believe it.
Son, let me talk to you for a second.
Yeah, Dad?
I just really want to make sure you're sure about this decision. Just saying one coaster for the rest of your life? I mean, there are lots of rides and parks out there. Hell, even water parks.
Thanks, Dad, but no, I'm sure. I love her. I love her. I really do.
Okay, well, I don't feel like I'd be a good father if I didn't tell you I think you're settling. I think you could do better than this. But if you're sure, I'll support you.
Aw, thanks, Dad. I know you're just looking out for me, but yeah, I'm totally sure. She vibrates me in ways that other coasters can't.
Okay, son. Well, you better get going. It's that time, then. Are you ready?
Oh, I totally am.
And what did you two need to talk about that was so important?
Oh, nothing, dear. Just guy stuff. Let's go take our seats. They're starting.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join in holy matrimony this man and this coaster. Now, if anyone here objects to this union, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Okay, yeah, I fucking object. This shit is an abomination, okay? It ain't right.
Shut the fuck up, Rebecca. Fuck you.
Daryl, you're marrying a goddamn coaster. Am I the only one here that sees why this is fucking stupid? I feel like my life is some kind of sketch comedy show.
Sit down, Rebecca. Just shut up and sit down.
Yeah, cunt face.
Okay, continuing. So do you, Daryl, take T3 to be your lawfully wedded coaster?
I do. I so totally do.
And do you, T3, take Daryl to be your lawfully wedded husband. Fantastic. Then by the power invested in me by the state of Kentucky, I now pronounce you man and coaster. You may now ride your bride.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah.
You can find me. I guess now you can't find me at Park Fanatic anymore. You can find me at the Coaster Roll on Twitter.
And I'm starting to wonder is if do we need to get RTO Gare Bear?
I mean, if you guys are really wanting me back on the show, maybe we can make that happen. And where can they find you guys on Twitter?
Oh, well, thank you. You seem to be, you know, you're making yourself at home here, you bitch. So if
just trying to give someone else some recognition. Jeez.
Well, you think we weren't going to do that ourselves. Well, you know, you can find me on Twitter at RTO Slater. And obviously, I'm not getting contacted a lot. So let me spell that for you. RTOSLATER. That's right. Just like from Saved by the fucking Bell, bitches. And Goliath, how about you? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter as well. RTO Goliath. That's right, RTO Goliath. And if you don't know how to spell Goliath, go to your local Six Flags. I can almost guarantee you that they have a ride named Goliath.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, RTO Goliath.
And we, of course, have a Facebook at facebook.com/ride this one.
We have a phone number.
You guys got a phone number?
We have a fucking phone number.
Yes, we have a fucking phone number. We've had a phone number since we started the podcast.
We might as well have not bothered.
Yeah, nobody's
has anyone called?
Texted, but no.
No one. Well, that's not true. Ariel called once, and then I told her to send in an MP3 because it didn't sound good.
See, what you got to do is challenge your listeners, okay? Everyone out there, I challenge you to call that number at least once. What's the number?
Right.
What's the number?
267-433-8447 or 26 ride this.
And if you're not a loser and you did download Live Me, you can also, you know, check out Goliath anytime at Coaster Fleek. That's CoasterFleek, Coaster Fleek. He does stuff there all the time. It's really entertaining since the theme parks are opening back up, starting here real soon. He's going to be taking you into the park. We're going to be seeing a lot of fun things. You know, you're going to watch him get kicked off of rides for being too fat. It's going to be really entertaining.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Slater.
Well, I can't fucking talk. So anyway, then what else do we have? I'm going to just jump back for a second. You know, a lot of people are too lazy to call us on that phone number, but you can fucking text it. We do receive text. How fucking hard is it to send a goddamn text? Also, by the way, people were supposed to send us pictures of their dicks and their tits. Tits out for Tilcum, dicks out for Tilcum. We got a picture of fucking Dick Clark. That's all that we got. Someone sent me a fucking picture of Dick fucking Clark. Kudos to you, but no beads. You get nothing, asshole.
No, that's great. Whoever did that, genius. The best dick pic you're ever going to get.
I'll be honest. I didn't realize why he sent that until you actually said that, Slater.
Well, I'm from Branson, and Dick Clark is fucking everywhere. They love Dick Clark out in Branson. Also, basically, all old dead celebrities. That's where celebrities go to die. So it's pretty great. But I think that's it. I mean, other than our pretty much dead Snapchat, which will be coming, you know, more to life here as parks open. And we'll talk about that and give you details as that happens. But beyond that, we're going to keep RTO disasters going on. That's fucking hilarious. Please tweet us. Email us at ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. Text us, call us, tweet us. Give us those RTO disasters. We want to hear about them because they make us laugh on the inside. It helps us remember that we're truly, truly terrible people deep down inside.
Oh, aren't we all?
Yes. So, all right. New tradition. Final words, everybody. We'll start with our guest, Garrett. Final words.
Final words for the whole show.
Whole show. This is it. RuPaul would say, and don't fuck it up.
Final words. What, you really want final words?
Final words, bitch.
Fuck it. Dicks out for Tilkum.
Dicks out for Tilkum.
Yeah. Send those dick pics.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
Absolutely. Goliath.
Well, I don't want to see too many cocks. So let's go tits out for Tilkum.
Balanced. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. And my final words are going to be, thanks for listening to yet another episode, you fucking deprived assholes. Dicks out, tits out for Tilkum. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Fuck you. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Last words, motherfuckers.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.